Hi, everybody. This is The Simpsons Show. I am Robbie with my co-host, Matt, and we are here to talk about The Simpsons from the beginning. Matt, how are you?
I'm feeling good that my first girlfriend was not nearly as evil as Jessica Lovejoy. Close, but no cigar.
I've never... not just mean. Just
yeah.
Mean. We'll get into that. Hey, guys. We are brought to you by our supporters on Patreon. Patreon.com/TheSimpsonsShow. For $2 a month, you gain access to all of our bonus content, bonus episodes, new episode reviews, all kinds of stuff. Go check it out. We appreciate it. We have someone to thank, Matthew.
Yay. I like people we have to thank.
Dom Lamartino. Thank you very much, Dom. You have a cool name. Dom's a good name.
Thank you, Dom.
Also, if you'd like to help the show, please rate, review, subscribe, give us 5 stars on iTunes, wherever you listen to us. It really helps us out. Every single review helps new people find the show, and obviously word of mouth is also really helpful. This week's episode, Bart's Girlfriend, episode 2F04, originally aired November 6th, 1994, written by John Collier. This is his first episode. He got full credit on. He's written a lot of good ones. He also worked on King of the Hill.
Wow, he did a good job, and he got lucked into a pretty awesome guest voice.
Directed by Susie Dieter, finished 53rd in the ratings, Nielsen rating of 99.6, third highest rated show on Fox this week, beaten by Beverly Hills 90210 and Married with Children.
I really don't understand what people were watching in the 90s. I mean, you had The Simpsons. What else would you bother with?
Matt, what do you think is the top rated TV programs nowadays?
Reality TV. So I'm gonna guess Cops. What?
It's the critically acclaimed shows are never high. The highest show, the Simpsons, actually, for a show that was so kind of weird at times, did actually fairly well in the ratings in its heyday. The chalkboard gag: I will not send lard through the mail.
That sounds complicated and sticky.
I would hope that it's in a jar.
You'd hope, but the post office is pretty good about sending things that aren't, you know, packaged anyway. There's a lot of things you can just slap a label on and they'll ship.
You can mail a shoe.
You can. You can mail a banana.
Of course. The couch gag. I always mail bananas. Couch gag is the Simpsons run up and their eyes float around in the darkness and then they pop their eyes into their head. Yeah.
Very kind of Hanna-Barbera, little Merry Melodies.
It's a cartoony thing. Episode guest stars Meryl Streep, award-winning actress. As Jessica Lovejoy. It actually, she does an excellent job in kind of making her voice young, you know?
Yeah, I the first time I saw this episode forever ago and I heard her voice, I had no clue. And it wasn't until, you know, I bought my little giant tome of episode facts that I found it was her. I was like, there's no way. It does not sound like her at all. But yeah, she does a great job.
Yes, she really captures the character of Jessica Lovejoy. The episode begins Bart, Lisa, all the kids playing cowboys and Native Americans, not Indians. They're politically correct. The Native Americans win. It is a short-lived victory because Nelson arrives with a laser gun that a fancy Nerf gun that obliterates both the cowboys and the Native Americans.
Which I have to assume he stole, as poor as Nelson is.
You see his father, actually. In this bit. So I, Nelson.
Maybe this is before his father left?
I don't know, but we get the kids all getting called home away from the play because it is time for church. And we get a Planet of the Apes-esque search for all the children. We see, I believe, Marge and Homer are riding a horse? Or is that Milhouse's dad? I forget. Someone gets netted from the horse, like in Planet of the Apes.
I don't remember, but yeah, that's...
It is all from Planet of the Apes. The original, the Charlton Heston Planet of the Apes. They don't want to go to church. The kids, Bart especially.
I was really weirded out by the fact that the kids are out playing early in the morning. Cause I don't know about you, but when I went to church, we had to be there like 8:30, 9 o'clock. And I usually slept till 7:38, which didn't leave a whole lot of time for going outdoors and playing that early in the morning.
Maybe it's a late service. I know they're young, but... It could be like an 11 o'clock service. They had those. True. I went to church.
But what about Sunday school? They're going to Sunday school, and that's usually pretty early.
Matt, we can't. Are we doing oil drilling in Roosevelt's head bit again? You know, we can't dig too deep on the. They are playing.
Fair enough.
They are playing. They get called in to go to church. Bart doesn't want to go to church, of course, because, first of all, Reverend Lovejoy is a terrible reverend. His sermons are really
shocking.
Bad. Yeah, but we get him going, drolling on and on and on about murder, basically.
That's true. At least it wasn't about constancy.
Murder is more interesting than constancy. But he introduces Jessica Lovejoy, and Bart is instantly smitten.
And now my daughter Jessica, who has just returned from boarding school, will read the same passage I just read. I noticed a few of you weren't paying attention.
She's cast in a white, bright, shining light from the heavens, but it is only the lighthouse, which Captain McAllister is callously pointing away from shore so that ships will crash into rocks.
Because he hates the sea and everything in it.
That's true. I do want to mention before we move on that Bart has a troll doll, which I, as a child of the 90s, troll dolls, I have a soft spot in my heart.
I'm a troll man.
That's really good.
Just thought it was really great, the easy joke they took with Marge not liking it because of its bizarre hair.
Yes. That's not they do. Marge is very unaware of what her hair is, I guess.
Yeah.
It's not the first time.
My hair is not unusual at all.
That's not the first time she's kind of made a joke at similar hair to her own. Bart, smitten by Jessica, goes up to her after church. Doesn't go well.
I was incredibly moved by your reading. I don't think God's words have ever sounded so plausible.
Thanks, Art. I have to go over here now.
Don't be so hard on yourself, Bart. It's not your fault Jessica doesn't like you.
Is it my hair? My overbite? The fact that I've worn the same clothes day in, day out for the last 4 years?
No, Bart. I just think you and Jessica are too different from each other to get along. She's a sweet, kind, reverend's daughter, and you're the devil's cabana boy.
That, her calling him Art is just painful.
Yeah, that, and I love the fact that his compliment is God's word sounded so plausible.
Well, this episode really does that well. Like, Bart is just like...
It's all backhanded compliments at best.
And it's just, you know, members of the opposite... members of your preferred sex can make you act strangely. Especially when you're a 10-year-old and you don't know what you're doing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Bart wants to impress her and he doesn't know what to do. So he does what he thinks a reverend's daughter would appreciate. He goes back to Sunday school.
Ralph, Jesus did not have wheels. Bart Simpson?
Yes, ma'am. I'd like to return to your wonderful Sunday school, please.
But Bart, we banned you from Sunday school. You were happy. We were happy. Everybody was happy. Particularly the hamster.
That poor hamster.
It's been traumatized his entire life.
Yeah, but Bart does behave. He's good, even when he tries again to talk to Jessica. Does not go well again. She is not impressed by anything he's doing. He's passed around a slingshot and a stone for David and Goliath lesson, something.
Yeah, I don't think we ever had props in Sunday school. I don't know about you.
No, there was no anything. They're still children. It doesn't matter like how you're in church. You don't give children weapons. That's not a good idea. He does fight off Satan's influence. Promises to pay him back later, which I really appreciate. But it doesn't work. Jessica just isn't interested until he goes out. And purposely, like, makes himself back into his own... he rubs dirt on himself. Big truck driving by. I can hear you clicking, Matt. He rubs dirt on himself. He laments the fact that Jessica... He doesn't know... He just he tried and tried and it didn't work. So
he did all the unnecessary behaving. That's just the worst.
I know, it really is. I mean, honestly, I understand. He goes to the Scotchtoberfest, which Willie is performing on the bagpipes. He then Bart ties balloons to Willie's kilt. Willie is obviously, he is a true Scotsman, is not wearing underwear underneath his kilt.
Although I would have liked to see Willie in the ball gown they apparently wore during battle.
Of course, you blind your opponents with luxury. But it turns out it's a sting operation to catch Bart. One, it's presumably a sund. This is, if we're going to talk about, like, problems with, like, timelines in this episode, one, it's presumably a Sunday, correct?
Yeah, and I thought that same thing. Like, why is Principal Skinner have any jurisdiction over what Bart does on a Sunday?
Yeah, I mean, you don't get detention for doing crashing a completely independent event. I don't, whatever, it doesn't. It ends up not mattering. It's really just an excuse for Bart to show himself as a bad boy, which Jessica is definitely into. She likes the bad boy. She invites Bart over for dinner, and we get we go to commercial with Bart strutting like John Travolta in Saturday Night Fever.
And when we come back, we see Bart getting ready for his first date, and Homer and Marge are watching because they're those kind of creepy parents. But I guess Bart is 10, so it kind of makes a little bit of sense. Homer, though, is a little melancholy.
I can't believe my little boy is already going on his first date. Sunrise, sunset, sunrise, sunset. Cats in the cradle and a silver spoon. Yes, we have no bananas.
Oh, that's sweet, Homer. Our son is growing up, isn't he?
No, it's not that. Didn't you hear? They have no bananas. They have no bananas today.
Of course, that is what concerns Homer. Of course.
Those three songs are first Sunrise, Sunset from Fiddler on the Roof. Then we get Cats in the Cradle. Then we have Yes, We Have No Bananas.
Yeah, I have never heard that Yes, We Have No Bananas. What is that from?
Let's see. Is a novelty song by Frank Silver and Irving Cohn from the 22 Broadway review Make It Snappy. Became a major hit in 1923, placing number one for 5 weeks.
Wow.
It was recorded by Billy Jones, Arthur Hall, Irving Kaufman, and others, later covered by Benny Goodman and his orchestra, Spike Jones and the City Slickers, and many more. Also inspired a follow-up song, I've Got the Yes, We Have No Banana Blues, recorded by Billy Jones and others in 1923.
Wow.
So there you go. Matt, long, long history. It has appeared in popular Archie comics. Was used,
oh my gosh.
The phrase was used in the chorus of Harry Chapin's song 30,000 Pounds of Bananas. Ooh, often used by the singer and comedian Jimmy Durante on the Jimmy Durante Show in the 50s and 60s. Parodied more than once in The Muppet Show. And is used in Bart's Girlfriend.
That is, that's quite the impressive history. I'm so glad I know that now. And by that, I mean the fact that it's a song from the 20s, and I blocked out everything else.
I do my best, Matt.
Mm-hmm. Of course, once Homer has got over his lamentation of the lack of bananas, we see Bart heading over to the Lovejoy residence, where he is attempting to be semi-good, but being Bart, he kind of screws this up. The Reverend quizzes him on his grades and actual knowledge. I believe he asks him a multiplication question that Bart cannot answer because it's Bart.
Five times six.
And five times six. I thought it was nine times five.
I mean, it's a mystery, Matt. We'll never know.
That's true. It is completely unimportant. Bart, of course, cannot answer. And
I
he says that numbers.
I like to think that this is like Homer can't eat. Like when we see Homer Loves Flanders, Homer just, even when he's trying, he can't help but be Homer.
It seems to be the same thing.
It's the same. Like father, like son. Yeah. Bart just can't. He can't. He's trying to behave for the Lovejoys. Does not work.
It does not. He says that his career will be an Olympic gold medal. Olympic gold medal rocket sled champ, which is an interesting idea. Of course, Helen Lovejoy questions that it's a real event, and Bart says that what she doesn't know could fill a warehouse, which is a great response.
I mean, it's probably true, but you probably don't want to actually say that to your date's mother.
Probably not.
Good? No, bad. That's bad.
Mm-hmm. Bart apologizes immediately because he knows what he did is wrong, and then proceeds to use an anecdote from Martin, the TV show, which the only time Martin's ever been cited in any scholastic debate ever, I'm sure.
It's very topical as well.
That's true. It apparently involves the word butt, and when Bart's kicked out, he immediately says, but, 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 but.
You didn't pull the butts? You didn't pull the butts?
I didn't pull the butts, no. Oh! I figured it was... Well, I was going to splice together a clip of Shia LaBeouf saying, no, with Bart saying, but, but I was very lazy. Anyway.
I understand.
Because it's funny, it's just Bart saying butt a whole lot, and Helen Lovejoy freaking out. But Bart is cast out, and he begins to walk home, saddened, but Jessica catches up to him, and, well, it turns out we don't really know the real Jessica yet.
You're bad, Bart Simpson.
No, I'm not. I'm really...
Yes, you are. You're bad, and I like it.
I'm bad to the bone, honey.
Let's go find some fun.
But your father said...
Oh, I told the Rev I was going to my room to say my prayers.
Smart, beautiful, and a liar. So much better than that Sarah Plain and Tall.
Seriously, even listening really closely, I cannot tell that as Meryl Streep. She did a fantastic job.
Yeah, it sounds like a girl, and it's weird. Jessica Lovejoy kind of falls into that that Lurley Lumpkin kind of character where they had to make like a pretty girl in the Simpsons style.
Yeah. Sounds about right.
But
and they did a pretty good job. I mean, it's basically they used almost the same exact model for Allison in Lisa's Rival. It's pretty much the same thing, just a little taller, a little bit more hair kind of thing. But they did a really good job with her. Bart and Jessica, at this point, decide to run amok. They are going crazy. They are loitering in front of the no loitering sign. They are eating ice cream in front of the gym, which is really rude. And then they end the evening by TPing somebody's house, because that's how you end a great evening of mischief.
I thought it was Jebediah Springfield.
Oh, Jebediah Springfield. That's right. I can't remember. It's a toilet paper.
It was toilet paper. There was a lot of toilet paper involved.
Yeah. Bart is, of course, completely smitten with Jessica and tells her so. The next day at school, however, Jessica basically blows Bart off and pretends not to know him because, obviously, she has to play the sweet minister's daughter, and Bart can't be associated with that, for which Nelson punches him for besmirching an innocent girl's name.
I
love it.
It's a good gag. It's a good gag. Nelson.
It is.
Nelson, the stalwart defender of women.
Absolutely. Actually, it's funny. In later years, he actually becomes something of a feminist, which is good to see. Even crazy people can be a little bit feminist.
Think piece, guys. Right? We need someone out there. Think piece. Mm-hmm. Nelson as a feminist. Right, it's out there.
I like it.
It's some freelancer who wants to be paid $25 for like 7,000 words. There's your article.
At this point, everyone has gone away, so Jessica does acknowledge Bart and lets him know, you know, why she didn't acknowledge him, and then gives him his first kiss, after which he feels fantastic, and then immediately has to lie down because Nelson hit him really hard. Once Bart has recovered, they go to an extremely tall hill to skateboard down, because apparently Jessica skateboards. And it's an extremely tall hill, and she goes first, but Bart, for some reason, I guess he has smoother bearings, blows past her.
She pushes him off first. He starts.
Really?
Yes.
Okay.
She pushes him, and then she goes after.
Okay.
Laughing maniacally, by the way.
She's a crazy person.
She's not painted as a crazy person until this scene, and then I'm not so sure about this little child's mental health.
She's very self-aware, as we'll see in the end. But
I'm not saying she's not smart. She is clearly smart. Bart even mentions how smart she is, but with that intelligence, I think comes a little bit of sociopathy. I'm a good talker.
That's true, you are. Thank God you're on a podcast.
Yes, that's not like I need that skill.
Uh-huh. So on the way down, Bart is accosted by some oil and ball bearings, and he tries to, you know, keep it upright. And he actually manages to do so.
It's miraculous. He does not fall over by either of those things.
Well, he's just amazing at it, as we saw in Bart Hood. He's a fantastic skateboarder.
That's fair.
Then he is felled by a sunflower seed after putting his hope in glue that actually wasn't coming out of the truck. Until
the sunflower seed is being carried by an ant. We should mention that, because that is
super important.
I don't know. It's just a cute little thing. I just like a little ant just carrying that. It looks really nice because they do it to scale. So you see like the little tiny ant with a big sunflower seed compared to it. And then suddenly Bart head over heels down the hill. It's really. The glue covers him, which
seems a little life threatening.
Yeah. Honestly, his air is not getting out through there. But it does slow down Jessica.
That's true. She comes to a gentle stop at the bottom of the hill, almost as if she planned that.
Almost.
Sociopath. When Bart gets home that day with the glue still on his back, poor Snowball 2 stuck, we hear a wonderful conversation from Homer and Marge about Bart's problems.
Have you noticed any change in Bart?
New glasses?
No, he looks like something might be disturbing him.
Probably misses his old glasses.
I guess we could get more involved in Bart's activities, but then I'd be afraid of smothering him.
Yeah, and then we'd get the chair.
That's not what I meant.
It was, Marge. Admit it.
that's where I picked up my ability to carry on conversations when not paying attention at all from Homer.
About murder. Yeah. Also, your murder conversations. I think you also picked
well,
up
from yeah,
Homer.
Of course. Those are important.
Of course.
Mm-hmm. So the next day at school, Bart is slightly late because Jessica accosts him outside of class and decides that instead of going to class, they are going to pull the fire alarm. So, of course, you know, Bart, for some reason at this point, is concerned about being late for class, whereas Jessica is the once again, the crazy one, which seems a little funny. It's a nice reversal of what we normally expect. Of course, everyone has to proceed outdoors, which no one does calmly and in single file lines like they're supposed to. God, guys. But groundskeeper Willie has a mission, however.
If I don't save the wee turtle, he will! Ah, save me from the wee turtles! They were too quick for me!
Yeah, that one was for my wife. I'm sure she'll appreciate that.
Those poor little turtles.
Poor turtles. They use their instincts to kill him. But anyway, we then see a wonderful conversation between Bart and Lisa about how Jessica is obviously bad for Bart, but Bart has a plan.
You gotta give her up.
No, wait. Here's my plan. Put up with her for 7 more years. Then we'll get married. Once the first baby comes along, she's bound to settle down and start treating me right. After all, I deserve it.
Bart, it's naive to think you can change a person. Except maybe that boy who works in the library.
Do you have Go, Dog, Go?
That's in juvenile. This is young adult.
Well-read and just a little wild. Ooh, if only someone could tame him.
I pulled that clip for two very obvious reasons. One, Bart's idea is the dumbest thing I've ever heard. And two, it's always hilarious to see Lisa fawning over some boy she's never even probably talked to.
Despite the foolhardiness of Bart's plan, it is not one that is not implemented often by people in real life.
Oh, yeah. People think they can change other people just by having babies, and that's not how it works. Stop having babies, people. It doesn't change people.
Well, I'm not saying don't not have children. I would just make sure you're in a happy relationship before you make
that
decision.
Yeah, that's kind
of... Also...
Or capable of taking care of it by yourself.
Or... I mean, this is the place for that advice, your friendly local Simpsons podcast for your life advice.
Exactly. So Bart, of course, exclaims that he's going to go cold turkey. There's a nice calendar gag where he is, I believe he is X-ing?
He crosses off all the days in a sequence, making us think that that he was actually living those days. He was not. He was just pre-marking them, and then he would circle the days when he would actually get... Well, not even... He wasn't even through the first day when he circled it. He just...
No, he just circles it to say, this is the day, and then it turns out it's a Sunday.
And so he has to go right to church. Yeah, works out great.
Of course, we get to see Bart being somewhat apprehensive as they approach the church, because he hears singing that he assumes to be Jessica, and Lisa tells him to be strong. Of course, Bart is wrong. It is not Jessica. It is Flanders singing. Real quick, I just want to call attention to the fantastic gag that the sermon that day is on evil women in history. Which,
from Jezebel to Janet Reno.
That does sound like something you'd see on a church.
I have seen much more ridiculous things than that on churches as I've driven by.
Is it about the seven signs of evil?
No, that I would expect that. That's fine. I've seen like more outlandish things than the evil women in history.
But anyway, rather than the sermon, Jessica pulls Bart aside as soon as he gets inside, and he pretty much immediately confesses that she is turning him into a hardcore criminal when all he wants to be is a petty thug, which I thought was one of the best descriptions of Bart ever.
No, yeah, I think that's he's a mischief maker. He's not a felonious.
No, he doesn't want to really hurt anybody. He just wants to pull pranks. He is Dionysus. He's
Johnny Knoxville.
Yes, that he would grow up to become Johnny Knoxville. I'm pretty sure Johnny Knoxville was a Simpsons fan. He would have to be. Makes sense now. Lisa, you know, Jessica, one of these people. Jessica is fakes being sad and saying, okay, Bart, you're right. I'll turn over a new leaf. At which point she steals all the money from the collection plate, puts it into her purse, and then gives the plate to Bart as she wanders off, and everyone notices that the money is gone when it's in Bart's hands. So everyone immediately assumes Bart took it because, well, let's be fair, that's the kind of thing Bart would do, but he would probably eventually give it back. He immediately tries to run away, and the entire church tries to run him down and rend him with their bare hands, because that's what you do to thieves in church, apparently.
He dives out the window.
Yeah. Luckily for Bart, there's the window there and a commercial break.
And why, like, Homer is like, look out, he's going for the window, well after he's dived out.
Yeah.
Johnny Knoxville never did a voice for The Simpsons, I don't think.
That's sad.
I don't think he has. Let me see.
I don't think he has either, to be honest. I can't think of any. I really got to watch the newer seasons again.
That was the sound of Control F not finding Simpsons on Johnny Knoxville's IMDb page. When we come back, Homer and Marge are both trying to believe. Bart is just telling them the truth. And I know I did not steal money from the collection plate. However, he is not not incriminating Jessica either. I don't know necessarily why at this point. I feel like she...
He never really tells them that it wasn't him. He says it wasn't him. He's not saying, oh, it was obviously Jessica.
Yeah, he doesn't throw her under the bus, but I don't... But he just tells them the truth. Homer doesn't want to believe him because all signs do point that it is him. He goes to talk to Jessica about this.
Listen, thanks for not turning me in. That was sweet.
Well, it seems like if you really care for me, you should come forward.
Oh, don't you see? It's because I care for you that I can't come forward.
That doesn't make any sense.
All right, then I just don't feel like it, okay?
Jessica, you're really beautiful, but you are not very nice.
Duh.
You know, with the way you're treating me, why should I protect you?
Because if you tell, no one will believe you. Remember, I'm the sweet, perfect minister's daughter, and you're just yellow trash.
Who?
I
love Bart's who?
This scene's really good, I think. I don't mind my favorite. It probably is my favorite this episode. Like, Jessica is she's twirling a baton the entire time, which I think is very interesting. Because it changes up a very simple conversation. It kind of changes up the dynamics of it a little bit. Plus, like a subtle dig at in kind of a classist kind of way. And like indicative of where the Simpsons are in the kind of social strata. At least at this point in the show.
They're the lower class people.
Yeah, like lower to the lower middle class. I mean, and they allude to that many, many more times as they go on. But it's interesting to actually see it kind of spelled out for us. Like, that they are considered yellow trash, so to speak. I think you're all... Matt, say something.
Sorry, you were getting crazy nuts.
I know, you are too. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, I figured. I think Skype's crapping out on us.
Just give it a second. I don't know why it just chooses random moments. Say something, Matt.
Because I'm saying something now. Is that any better?
You sound okay.
You sound better, too.
Okay, we can continue. So Bart has spoken to Jessica. Try and get her, like, some kind of reason why she's doing these things, why she won't fess up, why, you know, her motivation, honestly. And Bart, again, goes to Lisa to try and talk to her. And I really like, that's something I really like in this episode, is all the Bart and Lisa conversations. Lisa is very much like his, mm-hmm. his spirit guide or whatever, his relationship guru. And they have this is their quote unquote, their final conversation about it, about Bart's struggles.
So here's where you're hiding.
Yeah, this is my only refuge from the taunts and accusations of the townspeople.
Thief.
Bart, we can't just let her get away with this.
Give it up, Lise. She's a criminal mastermind. She's got 108 IQ, she reads at a fifth grade level, and... her hair smells like red Fruit Loops.
Yeah? Well, I eat Fruit Loops for breakfast.
I love that line.
Yes, Lisa does. And I kind of like this too, because it is Lisa standing up for Bart. Which we don't necessarily get a lot of.
No,
it's usually the other way around in a lot of ways. But Lisa uses her intelligence to help Bart out. She gets an opportunity from Reverend Lovejoy, I assume, to basically go up on the pulpit, how does Lovejoy intro her? I forget what he says, but she kind of...
We'll all be keeping an eye on.
I know, but then what does he say she's doing? She's reading a something? I forget exactly how he puts it, but it basically becomes a sermon of her own, and she... to try and get Jessica to talk, to fess up on her own.
I know most of you have already judged my brother guilty without any proof, but doesn't the Bible teach us, judge not lest ye be judged, Reverend?
I think it may be somewhere towards the back.
There is someone among us with a guilty conscience. After much soul-searching, I decided it would be wrong of me to name names, but I urge that guilty person here, under the eyes of God, to come forward, to confess, and save yourself from the torment of your own personal hell!
I smelled some marijuana smoke in Vietnam!
I was the one that canceled Star Trek!
I left my Porsche keys inside Mrs. Glick.
I am talking to the collection money thief! Only you can come forward and end this injustice! Oh, what the heck? It was Jessica Lovejoy! If you search her room, I am certain you will find the money!
To the little girl's room!
That's the collection money.
Oh, yeah, smells like church.
I guess it's obvious what's happened here. Bart Simpson has somehow managed to sneak his bedroom into my house. Well, come on, use your imaginations.
Just like every rich father of a bad girl.
I don't want to make assumptions about people's character, mm-hmm. Matt. That's foolhardy. Shouldn't do that. That's mean. Honestly, you're turning into Jessica Lovejoy yourself.
That'd be okay. It'd be nice to know what it's like to be attractive for once.
Oh, you're a looker, Matt. Don't let anyone tell you differently. Jessica is found. They find the money. She's guilty, obviously. Reverend Lovejoy doesn't want to accept it, and Jessica herself is like starts yelling at him about all the things that she was expelled from boarding school. We learn a lot of background about her in a very short amount of time, that she was much worse at boarding school. There's a pipe bomb mentioned.
I was gonna say a pipe bomb involved. That's the worst.
That's domestic terrorism. She was expelled, and Reverend Lovejoy, they go off on their own. The townsfolk apologize to Bart. But we get a little vignette, a little scene at the end of the episode with Jessica Lovejoy scrubbing the church's steps, I guess as punishment. Bart goes up to her, and has learned nothing, I guess, from yeah, all this.
That sounds about right.
She bamboozles him into scrubbing the church steps for him while she runs off with some boy on a bicycle who looks to be older, but you know, a bad boy, also a bad boy. He has
always the bad boys,
like probably like a 13-year-old or a 12-year-old or something. And that's how the episode ends, with Bart talking about how he'll teach her by doing a substandard job on these steps. Yep.
Yeah, that's how you show her, Bart.
You really getting her there, Bart. I have mixed feelings about this episode.
Really? I thought it was pretty good.
No, it's good. Don't get me wrong. I don't know. It wasn't as good as my memories of it were, I guess, is what. I don't know. It just didn't have a punch, I guess. I felt like I didn't get a punch of it at the end. Like, it just, like, it felt like a little fizzly. I don't know. Like, I don't, like, that last gag didn't hit me hard enough or something. I can't, like, place it. Because it does have tons of great character stuff. A really good Bart, Lisa, especially. There's very little Homer and Marge at all. The parents are barely in this thing.
Yeah, that's true.
It is vastly Bart, Lisa, and Jessica. And then everyone else has very small parts. Meryl Streep does a spectacular job as Jessica Lovejoy. The gags are solid, like the jokes are funny, but it's not like a huge laugh riot. It is definitely more of a character focused episode than a quote unquote funny episode, I would say. I don't know. We'll talk it out when we rank it.
It's going to be tough. We'll figure it out.
When we rank it at the end of the show. No submissions for my favorite episode for this episode. But if you have one for an episode coming up, send it to SimpsonsShowPod@gmail.com explaining why a certain episode is your favorite. And we'll read it on air when we get to that episode. We've got a lot of them coming down the pike. Pipe? Pike? Pipe?
The pike, yeah. Coming down the pike,
Pipe. Either way. Next up, our next segment. Where is this? It is time for comments from the news group.
Okay, here we are. Alt.nerd.obsessive.
Comments in the news group is where I comb through the old alt.tv.simpsons news group. It's archived on Google Groups. And look at what people were thinking about when the episode came out. What were they talking about? What were they thinking about the episode in the moment? There's actually not that much on this episode in general on the news group that I could find, at least. It was...
That's weird, because you think usually big guest stars would rate some kind of response.
I don't know. Like, this episode got the Trails of Horror got a bunch, and then the episode that comes after this had a bunch. In the middle, I guess this kind of got drowned out a little bit, but it was mostly the views I could find in people's thoughts. It was kind of mixed, but no one was like going worst episode ever or anything on it, but no best episodes ever either. It was just like, hey, it's solid, it's fine. I think it was like C's and B's or I don't know, at the time at least. Other news, this is 1994. There's a video game called Doom that is very popular.
What?
And people were playing with Simpsons mods on it, and they were complaining.
Now that sounds interesting.
And they're trying to get it to work, trying to get Doom with the Simpsons mods. A lot of people, surprisingly. Early internet people liked video games.
What?
I don't believe it. And finally, people talking about Wilson on Home Improvement and how much he's like Flanders.
Yeah, that's true. I can definitely see that a little bit. Obviously, Homer is not a lot like Tim Allen, and then he likes Wilson, I guess. But, you know, the nice neighbor who usually has good advice. But that's at this point in the show. I'm sure later on that those two diverge a little more.
Wilson is not religious at all. He's actually more of an Eastern philosophy kind of guy from my memory. Mm-hmm. He's much more,
yeah, that's true.
Much more like, you know, quoting like great thinkers and philosophers and not necessarily the Bible. Although I think he probably just quotes everything like of, you know, anything that could be considered advice. Wilson, I'm not sure he was really a developed character at all. Okay, well that's about it. That's all I found. Really? Light week. For the most part, we can move on to our next segment. It is time for the listener question of the week.
Let's try one more number.
Yellow?
KBBL is going to give me something stupid.
Well, hot dog, we have a wiener.
Yellow?
Our listener question of the week this week is, what is your favorite Groundskeeper Willie quote and or moment? Lots of great.
Oh, it's going to be so hard.
Lots of great answers. Tons of great answers. I actually tried to fit in a couple extra this week just because I kept reading the quotes and kept laughing. First, Mike at More Beer for Mike. Don't be reading my mind between 4 and 5. That's Willie's time. frequent contributor at YT2Dope. Favorite Willie quote, bonjour, you cheese-eating surrender monkeys. Which, that is the number one answer by...
everyone loves that one.
A large margin. I included a few people saying that in here. Scott at Pure Crime Alliance. If I'm elected mayor, my first act will be to kill the lot of you and burn your town to cinders. I know what's on. That's at the top. That's in the running for me. Amanda, Drawn to Insanity. Tis nary an animal alive that can outrun a greased Scotsman. Always, always the greased up Scotsman. Quote.
Yeah.
Cody at Commander Cody 83. Bonjour, you cheesy and surrender monkeys. Again. It's finally Simpsons a day. It's Simpsons a day. I also ate the mess he left on me rug. You heard me. I really like that one. Sean, I had to include it. As a fellow Scotsman from the area of his rumored hometown of Aberdeen, I want to say from Willie's French class, bonjour, you cheese-eating surrender monkeys.
Of course.
Couldn't. Izzy, I couldn't have shot Burns. I have a crippling arthritis in my index fingers. I got it from Space Invaders in 1977. No, interesting anecdote about Willie. Okay, we're going to... You're Willie, Matt. Okay, you got it? You
see where... Okay, I could be Willie.
Okay, you're Willie. Go ahead. This is from Cameron.
Okay. I'm from Scotland. Where do you hail from?
North Kilttown.
No fooling. I'm from North Kilttown. Do you know Angus MacLeod?
Wait a minute. There's no Angus MacLeod in North Kilttown. You're not from Scotland at all.
Ah, don't be daft. I was born and raised in... my retirement, Greece. No!
Good job, Matt. Well, let's see how people criticize your accent. Joe's answer.
Hope they do. It was terrible.
You want to pick on immigrants? Pick on Willie. Shows Willie's hair trigger temper combined with his caring for other people and his sticking up for those who may not be able to stick up for themselves. It's true. Dylan, not sure why, but leave me alone. I'm making ramen noodles. Always cracks me up. That's funny. Jared. His answer, if I don't save the weed turtles, who will? Arg, save me from the weed turtles. They were too quick for me. Finally, Chris's answer. Since somebody already mentioned the weed turtles quote, I have to go with the reunion of Willie and Sherry Bobbins. We were to be married. Then she got her sight back. Suddenly, the ugliest man in Glasgow wasn't good enough for her. It's good to see you, Willie. That's not what you said the first time you saw me.
Yeah,
that's a great answer. They're all great. Willie has a lot of good, like, good quotes. You don't really think about it too often.
Uh-huh.
Your answer, Matt, what is it?
Oh, there are so many. I'm going to have to actually go with one of our first introductions to Willie is when he's cleaning his tractor and it says, if it weren't against God's law, I'd make you my wife.
My answer.
That's pretty disturbing.
Well, I think it's in line with Willie's character. My answer is the scene from Lisa's Date with Density where Nelson is helping out Willie as punishment and ends up spraying him with a hoose. Now you take the hoose. The moose? The hoose! Turn off the noozle. The noodles? What noodles? The noozle at the end of the hoose. It's so dumb, but I just love it. And Lisa laughing at it is like, I think I like it because of Lisa just going like laughing at the dumbness of it. Like, cause that's me. I'm just like, I know this is dumb, but it's still hilarious. I can't not laugh at it. Next week's question is what is your favorite female guest performance?
Ooh.
That's a thinker. I'm going to have to think about that one.
It's going to be a tough one.
Yeah. I will post this question on all of our social media on Facebook, facebook.com/TheSimpsonsShowPod, on Twitter at SimpsonsShowPod. And finally, you can again email us at SimpsonsShowPod@gmail.com. Any of those places, I'll post listener questions. Any kind of Simpsons links I find out from time to time, I'll post those as well. And any other podcast-related news. I encourage everyone to follow, like, whatever branded term your preferred social media thing network uses. Next up, Matt, it is time, once again, for the No Google Trivia Challenge.
I am too smart. I am too smart. S-M-R-T. I mean S-M-A-R-R-T.
The No Google Trivia Challenge is where Matt and I will each challenge each other with three trivia questions. One easy, one medium, one hard. Try and stump the other. We have a wager for this season. The host that does not win has to mow the other's lawn in their wife's Sunday best. That's right, Matt? I got that?
It's an exact quote. Yep. Okay. That's 100% correct.
Okay, good. Well, Well, we may have to improvise, perhaps. We'll see. Give me an easy question, Matt.
Your easy question. What refuse-related job was Homer elected to in Trash of the Titans?
Sanitation commissioner?
That is correct.
Where is it? There it is. Okay. Your easy question, Matt. I have a theme. A theme on my own devising. Very simple one. It's all Reverend Lovejoy questions. What hobby does Reverend Lovejoy partake in?
Model trains.
That is correct. That is correct. Give me a medium question.
All right, your medium question. Who does Homer pose as to get into the U2 control room?
I have a guess. I don't know this, but I have a guess. It's 50. Okay. It's a 50-50 guess. I'll say Bono.
Oh, no, sorry.
Is it Edge?
Do you like another guess? No.
Okay, then no, I don't know.
you're going to kick yourself.
What is it?
The Potato Man.
God.
Potato Man.
Really?
Where the hell have you been?
Of course, Potato Man. Of course. Obviously, Potato Man. I was certain it was a member of the band. I don't remember that whatsoever. Okay.
Well, you picked the two names of the band members that anyone actually knows.
Exactly. That's why I thought it had to be that. Your medium question, Matt. What episode does Reverend Lovejoy first appear in?
I want to say was. Well, he's definitely in season two because the episode at the end, War of the Simpsons. I don't think that's his first appearance. This is my medium question?
It is your medium. Matt, did you just listen to the question you just asked me?
Yeah.
Okay.
This is a tough one. All these first appearances are hard.
You got the last one right.
I know. Okay, I'm going to go with the Telltale Head. I think he's part of the crowd.
You are correct. See? Oh,
yes.
It's so hard. Here comes the ambulance. I got all the questions right.
Uh-huh.
Okay, right, my ready? Heart, I guess.
All right. What lie does Homer tell the voters about Ray Patterson to discredit him?
Oh, God.
What does he tell them that Ray Patterson does?
I don't remember.
No guesses?
I can't think. It's something really... I have watched this episode, actually, pretty recently. I still can't remember. It's something really dumb. It's, like, something that makes him look privileged, but it's really something everyone does. I forget what it is, but I can't remember.
What I was referring to was the... he lures children into his gingerbread house.
Oh, of course. No, I don't remember that one. Obviously,
what were you thinking of?
I don't remember... Maybe I'm thinking of something else entirely. That's quite possible. Okay. I believe I am on the record saying that this podcast has made me worse at trivia. Your hard question, which I'd be very impressed if you get this correct. What denomination of Christianity is Reverend Lovejoy a part of? Or a Reverend for, I guess.
Okay, it is...
No.
I don't know if I can get the whole name. Is it Presbyterianism?
It's part of it.
Oh, dang.
I'll give you one more. That's okay. It is
the hold on. Reform or Presbyterianism.
You're adding words one at a time. There's more than that.
Okay, that's all I can remember.
It is the Western branch of American Reform Presbyterianism.
Hey, I'm glad I got part of it.
It's hard.
Oh, organized religion. It's so silly.
Well, direct all your angry hate mail. Specifically,
religion is totally okay. It's when you start chopping yourselves up into tiny little groups. That's when things start getting a little weird.
Again, send all your angry mail to Matt at the Simpsons Show Pod, America, USA.
Yep. Care of. Because that's total address, and I actually get any emails you send.
Care of Simpsons Show Pod, P.O. Box, Springfield.
Chicago, Illinois, 60652.
Matt now has a 2-point lead on me. It's not good. That's bad. I have some additional questions for you, Matt.
Yes.
These are 10 questions. These are from John. It is from John. Okay.
Trivia questions. John.
From John. When the Simpsons leave Springfield, 10 questions. I want rapid fire answers, Matt.
Okay.
When the Simpsons travel to Washington, D.C., where do they stay?
At the Watergate.
Correct. While en route to Itchy's Scratchy Land, the kids pass by several billboards for what restaurant?
Flicky's.
Correct. What is the drink that leads Flanders to a drunken night in Vegas and a second wife?
A white wine spritzer?
Spritzer, spritzer, spritzer. That is correct. Which direction does the toilet flush in Australia?
Clockwise.
That is correct, even though I That is all nonsense. That's all made up. Only drink bottled water. Don't get into an unlicensed taxi. And remember, they have winter during our summer. Our travel tips for which country that the Simpsons visit?
Brazil.
What country's headquarters does Bart visit in New York City?
Mad Magazine.
Correct. What song does Nelson and the kids see Annie Williams perform during his second encore performance in Branson?
Moon River?
Correct. The Simpsons tour guide is Kitenge when they visit where?
Generic Africa.
Correct. That is 100% correct. What restaurant did the Simpsons visit in Tokyo?
Americatown.
That is correct. They get seated at Taxachusetts. What are Homer's last words to Springfield while leaving for Cypress Creek?
So long, Stinktown?
Correct! Oh, 10 out of 10! 10 out of 10.
That was a total guess.
So long, Stinktown! I love it. That's great. That episode's so good. Okay. So if you guys have a theme or questions for us to use, I will try and use them when possible. Just send them in to our email or any of our social media places. It is time, Matt, for our final segment, the segment we end every episode with. It is time for Best Episode Ever. Best episode ever is part of the show, Matt. I will rank the episodes categorically as we watch them chronologically, eventually compiling a list of every episode ever and how good they are. Matt, where would you put this one? Where what kind of range are you looking at?
Ranges. Let's see here. I'm looking somewhere around episode 30, somewhere in that vicinity. It's good, but it's not fantastic.
I think that's a good... okay, is it... Number 30 is A Streetcar Named March. Would you put it above A Streetcar Named March?
That is a tough one. I would say no. I really enjoy Streetcar. You know me, I'm a sucker for any episode with a song in it. Not to mention you've got a little bit of Phil Hartman, you've got John Lovitz, you've got the great Homer-Marge interaction, not to mention Maggie's Great Escape. Right below that is Boy Scouts in the Hood and Springfield with a dollar sign. I think it's probably better than Boy Scouts in the Hood, but it's close.
Don't do what Johnny Don't does. It's pretty good.
Where are the Sissy and the Bald Guy going?
Yeah, it's Springfield. It's a hell of a town. You put it above Boy Scouts in the Hood?
I could definitely be flexible on that.
I think it is either right below or right above Boy Scouts in the Hood. I think I'm with you that it's good area for it. I would put this below Boy Scouts in the Hood, right below.
Okay, I can definitely see
that. I think Boy Scouts in the Hood is funnier, and I prefer it as a Bart episode, even though this has a lot of character and a great guest performance, but I don't know.
It does kind of give short shrift to everybody else. Lisa's in there a little bit, but not a lot.
Yeah, and I don't know. It's good. 32 on the list. 32 on this list is a good episode.
Yeah, it's darn good, as they say.
Yeah, Boy Scouts in the Hood right above it. Then Dollar Sign Springfield, Colonel Homer, Camp Krusty, Separate Vocations, which I personally really enjoy. We're getting to the point where eventually we're going to have like the top 100 of this list are going to be like good to great episodes. And
yeah, it's like if you want to know The Simpsons, go to our top 100.
Yeah, hey, these are the top 100 Simpsons episodes. But there, number 32 is Bart's Girlfriend. Our numbers have been realigned a little bit because we took out the Treehouse of Horror episodes, re-ranked them as segments last episode. So there's a few, the number's not as high as it was, but I think it's better overall. These are straight, normal, canonical Simpsons episodes. Treehouse of Horror, we segmented them off. They're good in their own way. Number one is still Cape Fear, but...
Shocking.
I mean, it's a great episode, but I don't know. There's tons and tons of great stuff coming. Number 103 is last place. It is Homer's Odyssey, which will be supplanted at some point.
It's in the free fall still.
Not anytime soon. I'm not necessarily saying soon, but at some point. That's not going to be last place anymore. What is our next episode, Matthew?
All right, let's see. We're still in season 6. Oh, my goodness. It's Lisa on Ice. I'm so excited.
Oh, yeah. It is. I'm going to say this now. Lisa on Ice is going to have the most My Favorite Episode submissions of any episode
yet. I am not surprised.
There's a substantial amount of them. Another Bart Lisa episode. This is obviously, antagonistic kind of episode, but a classic. We'll talk about it next week. Mm-hmm. You can find our best episode ever list on our website, simply thesimpsonshow.com. Links to everything there, new episodes, downloadable and streaming, a link to our Facebook, to our Twitter, to our RSS feed, to our Patreon. If you'd like to donate to the show, support us, we'd really appreciate it. Tons of great rewards. Check it out. Before we go, you can find me on Twitter at Mixmaster Cereal. That's MixmasterCereal.
I like the rhythm you got into there. That's good.
Yeah. Please check out my comic book podcast. It's Handsome Boys Comics Hour, handsomeboyscomicshour.com, on iTunes, etc. Matt does not participate in social media unless you're a certain level of Patreon backer. You will not find him.
That's true. However, I have recently purchased City Skyline in an attempt to build the perfect city. I will be sequestering myself in a giant safe with only a small window to pass food through. So if you want to make a message to me, just get it to Robbie and he will tap in Morse code to get the message to me. And someday I will emerge having crafted the perfect city.
Yep. I mean, we're still paying pandemic legacy, right?
I suppose I can shout commands or just do in Morse code on the sides.
We need your hard logic so that we can cut out the cities that have been contaminated. Regardless, I am Robbie.
And I'm Matt.
And keep watching The Simpsons.
Shh.